At the same time that we have to worry about avian flu leaping to humans, we have to worry about this. American health officials are concerned about a new disease that has broken out in Brazil. It mainly affects cattle, but humans get it too. It does not kill, but it does cause debilitating symptoms. As NPR's Joe Palca reports, the story has a strange twist.
Cases of the new illness have been turning up in Brazil's Minas Gerais state for the past few years. Flavio da Fonseca is a scientist at Fiocruz, the Brazilian research institute in Belo Horizonte. He says cows were the first to get sick. They developed sores on their udders. But then people started getting sick.
They get sick for 21 to 30 days, and it's very painful because they can't touch anything because of the lesions. Arms are very swollen, and fever, high fever, headaches, and flu-like symptoms like that.
So far this year, da Fonseca knows of 90 human cases, but he expects to see more. Most of the time, transmission went from cow to person.
But we have two examples that we saw in the field in which the husband, the person dealing with the animals, passed the disease to someone in the household. Like one passed to his wife and another passed to his son.
There are several viruses in the poxvirus family that cause these kinds of symptoms. But when da Fonseca and his colleagues did a genetic analysis of this poxvirus, they found something that astonished them.
We study 5 to 6 genes and we sequence these genes and they are 95% to 99% identical to vaccinia virus.
Vaccinia virus is the one that was used in the smallpox eradication campaign. And it's not typically found in nature. It's close enough to the smallpox virus to cause immunity when used in a vaccine, but different enough from smallpox not to cause disease. Brazil ended smallpox vaccinations 30 years ago. So how did vaccinia from the vaccine turn up in cows and humans in Brazil? And why is it making people sick? Da Fonseca says that's a mystery. Mark Buller is a pox virus expert at St. Louis University. He says vaccinia didn't used to cause illness in animals either. But Buller says viruses have a way of changing on you.
It's quite conceivable that the virus could adapt out of the vaccine to other animals. And why we haven't seen it before this may be a reporting issue. It may be that the infections in the animals were asymptomatic, and only now for some reason they've mutated and evolved.
Evolving and mutating is something viruses have learned to do in order to survive. Inger Damon is chief of the poxvirus branch of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. She says the vaccinia virus doesn't mutate as easily as some other viruses, like influenza.
But saying that, the virus does change and adapt and exploit new ecological niches.
Damon is not yet certain the vaccinia virus causing disease in Brazil is from the smallpox virus. She says that's one hypothesis. Another is that the illness is being caused by a new pox virus that just happens to resemble vaccinia. She expects it will be possible to find out which hypothesis is correct.
I think the first step will be to do more extensive characterization of these viruses. And so one potential approach to that is to do full genome sequencing of a number of these vaccinia-like viruses.
Damon says the CDC will be collaborating with Brazilian scientists in the coming months to start that kind of genetic analysis. Back in Belo Horizonte, blood samples are arriving at Flavio da Fonseca's lab from patients suspected of having the new disease. Da Fonseca is trying to get a better understanding of how the disease progresses once someone is infected. He's concerned that in the 5 years or so he's been studying the new illness, each year patients seem to get a little bit sicker.
Right now it's not a problem. 5 years, 10 years, it could become a problem. So we're thinking about dealing with this now before it transforms itself into a problem.
Da Fonseca will be coming to Washington next month for a scientific meeting to discuss the best way to stop the disease from spreading. Joe Palca, NPR News.